Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Do you like to be scared, Raven?
As a matter of fact, actually, I do a little bit.
Yeah, you're not alone. Actually, a majority of Americans enjoy the feeling of fear, which to me seems so foreign because the last thing I ever want to do is be scared.
Yeah, my wife doesn't even like to watch scary movies.
Me neither.
As a matter of fact, if she walks into the house and I have scary movies on,
yep,
she gets all freaked out. This is the only time of year that I really get to watch them because they're on in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. I actually agree with your wife, Alicia. I don't like scary movies. I don't like haunted houses. I don't like any of that stuff, which is why I find it so foreign to me that a majority of Americans enjoy being scared. And there's really four reasons why some people believe that being scared is positive for them.
Okay.
Let's start with this doctor.
The bodily reactions and some of neurotransmitters and chemicals in the brain which are triggered are similar to the ones that we are excited. So basically, it's the excitement and thrill and hyperarousal that we get out of it, which is fun.
That's called the flood. That's the number one reason why people enjoy
flood
being scared.
Flood of adrenaline?
The flood of adrenaline. It's okay. Exactly what it is. It's like that. It's that feeling of controlled where your heart rate is going to be so high. And it's like a different feeling that you don't normally get.
Let me give you three scenarios. Which one do you prefer?
Okay.
Roller coaster that goes upside down.
Yes.
Cougar chases you down path after you stumble across kittens.
God, no.
Watch a scary movie.
I go on the roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird, right?
That is kind of weird.
But roller coaster when I was like 30 years old.
Right, because now if you get on one, you want
to
barf.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened to me.
All of a sudden, equilibrium is gone.
I turned 40. And like,
I'm the same.
Yeah, yesterday I was in my tap dancing class, and I was going a little too fast, and I got dizzy. I was like, what is this? What is this thing? Other reasons why people enjoy fear. Okay, self-satisfaction. It's a feeling of accomplishment. Like, you did it. I'm not afraid.
I survived it.
Curiosity, because people are curious about the dark side. It's the world's oldest curiosity is what happens after you die. And a lot of times, these are natural and instinctive fears that we have.
Only one way to find out.
I don't want to find out.
Right.
See? Yeah. And the number one reason why people like to be afraid, and this I found to be a little bit creepy, is because it creates a closeness with others. And you may remember, which is kind of really outdated now, but dating advice for young men years ago was take your date out to a scary movie. So she's got to go,
oh, right. And clamp
on
to you. Right. And you could be the protector and all that. I guess that makes a little bit of sense.
Turns out it goes both ways, though, because the bond actually works the other way, too. So, girls, you might have to be holding on to the guy when he's like, aah!
How embarrassing will that be?
Well,
just picture yourself out in the woods, guys, and having to actually deal with one of these slashers.
Yep. Coming up next, one of the world's most famous Hollywood memorabilia stores is having a huge auction, and you're not going to believe what they're selling. Next with Anna and Raven. I'm always fascinated with this. What piece of celebrity memorabilia do you have? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. The prop store is famous for having like the biggest pieces of movie history, and they're having a huge auction at the beginning of December. Now, Raven, it's not like a coffee pot that was used in a movie or something like that.
Okay, I won't be able to buy the Starbucks cup that was in Game of Thrones.
Actually, I bet you that would be worth a whole lot.
That one actually probably is somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I'm like Obi-Wan's Kenobi's lightsaber used by Ewan McGregor from Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Shut your mouth.
Yep. It's estimated to sell between $103,000 and $155,000.
I need to make more money. Please, somebody arrange a meeting with my boss today.
So you could buy this lightsaber?
Yes. Yes.
I know. That's a big deal, right?
That would be incredible. Does Nobody would touch it if they came over my house, by the way.
Where would you even keep that? Where do you keep your lightsaber?
Close at hand. You use it on your utility belt with a hook in case you ever need it.
How about Maverick's bomber jacket that Tom Cruise wore in Top Gun?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Yeah. I've got to have this.
That one's valued between $15,000 and $21,000.
Does it come with a kiss from Kelly McGillis as Charlie?
Probably not.
It's too bad. It's a real shame. But okay, what else do they have?
Julia Roberts' shoes that Vivian Ward wore for Pretty Woman in 1990.
With the Sharpie. We put the Sharpie on it?
Yeah. That one's saying it's been go between $13,000 and $19,000.
I figured it'd be a little bit more, to tell you the truth.
But this is the thing about these auctions, is they always say how much they think it's going to sell for.
Right.
And then it sells for quadruple 10 times what they estimate.
Usually. I could see Elon Musk coming in and getting that lightsaber and just being like, here's $5 million.
Right, and then, like, that's it. How about Keanu Reeves' complete costume from The Matrix Reloaded as Neo?
Shut your mouth.
The whole thing.
Oh, it's incredible. He's the one.
You wear every night to bed. You put that thing on and you wear it to bed.
Just in case.
I'm always fascinated with, like, celebrity things like this because I want to own a lot of it, but a lot of it, let's be honest, is so expensive you'll never actually be able to have it.
Okay.
I do have one piece of celebrity memorabilia.
And you're very proud of it. It is attached to somebody's heartbreak, though. Go ahead.
Tori Spelling from 90210.
Yes.
You know, she has gone through a lot of financial ups and downs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Totally. Her parents don't want to pay her.
Well, you know, her father passed away, and she didn't get any money. She has a lot of problems with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she sold all her clothes on eBay years ago, and it was cheap. Like, I was picking up jackets that were, like, $300, like, in the stores for, like, $25 on her eBay site.
I can just see you cackling away. It was your own Prime Day. It was your own Black Friday. And by Black Friday, I mean it buried Tori Spelling's feelings.
I felt so bad about it.
But at least the kids were able to eat for a week.
I have her dress. I have her jacket.
It's terrible.
Can you imagine?
It's terrible.
Do you have any celebrity memorabilia?
I think I've got like a couple autographed sports things. Like I've got a Terrell Owens thing that somebody gave me for some reason that's got like an autographed poster in football. I do have a bunch of band stuff from my rock radio years. So I've got like Black Sabbath. I've got Ozzy stuff all over the place. Corn, stuff like
but
that. But I don't care. I don't consider that like celebrity. No, it's not his t-shirt. I do have a friend who caught Ja Rule's shirt at a concert, smelled it very strangely, and I'm pretty sure he still has that.
Does he wear it to bed every night?
You know, I've never been there for that part of the story, and I don't want to be, but I'm not sure.
What is the piece of celebrity memorabilia that you have? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It's happening to me again, Raven.
What's that?
I'm getting sucked into this. I don't know why I get so obsessed with these things. It's so out of character for me.
What do you got your eyes on right now? The big prop store in Hollywood is having an online auction, and Anna and I have been sucked in.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually kick off until December 1st. It's December 1st and December 2nd. They're teasing all the things that are going to be for sale. It's Anna and Raven. There's huge things like the lightsaber from Star Wars Revenge of the
Sith. That's mine. Don't start putting your eyes on that. That's mine.
I don't want that. I want Julia Roberts' shoes from Pretty Woman.
Those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Those would be nice. Like, what size shoe do you think she wears? Does it say?
No, but I bet you she's like an 8.5.
She's tall, man.
Yeah, maybe 9.
Yeah, sometimes when you're tall, you know, big feet.
1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what did you buy at auction? I get upset, and why I say I'm getting sucked in is because I went to a Marilyn Monroe auction when I was younger.
Right, you told me about this.
And I didn't get anything that I wanted. They set these price ranges so low, like things were going to sell for $300, $500. I went with my dad. I was in college at the time. We couldn't touch anything for that kind of money.
How nice of your father to go.
Yeah.
And be prepared to spend a good amount of money. I'm sure he was prepared. But how nice of him really to do that.
I know. And we didn't get anything. And to this day, I always have regret about that.
I mean, you could have bought like a $7,000 Marilyn Monroe ashtray. Something.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you have that's a celebrity memorabilia?
Hi. My grandfather left this to me. It's weird. It's an ashtray. There's a partial old cigar that's partially smoked that Milton Berle had.
Wait a minute. So the partially smoked cigar is still in the ashtray?
Yeah, I mean, they go together kind of like a little set.
That's cool. So, yeah.
I want to understand. This is a real cigar that was in his mouth.
Yes.
And the whole ashtray and everything is in a box or something, some sort of display case? Or do you just put it in a shoebox and then you pull it out and you're like, don't lose that cigar. That one was Milton Berle's.
Yeah, it's more like the shoebox thing. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, okay, I guess.
I mean, every picture he ever has, he's got a cigar in his mouth.
Right,
it makes
but,
sense.
I mean, what stops me, let's say, from grabbing a cigar, smoking half of it, and then putting it next to an ashtray and going, I got this from Milton Berle.
Well, what's the difference if you have Justin Bieber's hair? You have to just believe that it's his hair.
Luckily, I don't have that either.
We need to find celebrities that smoke and just walk after them and pick up their cigarette butts. We could sell them on eBay for $15 each.
It feels like an episode of Forensic Files.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you own any celebrity memorabilia?
Yes, I do. I got as a signed book present from a friend of Stephen King wrote Carrie.
Oh, that cool.
Old book, too. That's good.
This is the perfect time of year to sell it, too, because it comes at a higher price tag when it's around Halloween.
You don't have to sell it right now. She only knows that because we tried to sell her Princess Diana Beanie Baby right around the anniversary of her death.
It makes it more valuable. If you've been thinking about selling that, this is the time to do it. I'm just saying.
Are you wishing death upon Stephen King?
No, I'm just saying this is a good time to sell something like that.
Don't you soil Stephen King's name.
Never,
big fan. Big
never,
fan.
Never, never, never. You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Let us know what celebrity memorabilia do you have. And coming up next, All I Need to Know About You. You see people doing questionable things all the time. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you're at a crosswalk, and it's got those blinking signs to say that there is a child that is trying to cross the road near a school.
Mm.
And you fly through that, even though you see that other people are stopped and there is, in fact, a child. And then you give me the finger when I give you the death stare.
Oh, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, people can be terrible,
why
right?
I don't understand. So, like, I see this guy. I'm like, he's going to slow down, right? Like, he's coming in the opposite direction and I'm stopped. And there's probably, like, a maybe 12-year-old boy standing there. And he just goes through. And here's the crazy part, Raven. He slowed down and then just kept going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's always the, oh, no, I didn't mean to. So that way they think if they get pulled over or whatever, they don't deserve to get clubbed over the head at that moment.
Yeah,
but you're still getting a ticket, bro. A big ticket.
Yeah, I give the death stare. I was like, I looked, and then I even did with the hands when I throw my hands up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
You gave him the double whammy?
What are you doing?
The double whammy. Good job.
Yeah. But then he also saluted me, though. That wasn't very nice.
Yeah, and he just kept driving.
Yeah.
It is scary. It is terrible.
I don't like that. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, it's true. If you are the office hoarder, that's all I need to know about you. So a couple weeks ago, I had to buy a new car, right? And I was very much in a rush, and I almost forgot about this. So I'm running around, and you've got to get the financing in order and, you know, the registration, all these different things. Many of these things over the phone. But because I literally picked out a car and said I'm picking that thing up in like 12 hours, I had to go to the office to pick up an actual bank check from the finance place, right? And I go in. They couldn't have been nicer. They were so good. Fast, concise, all that. But I sit down, and as I'm sitting there, he goes off to run some copies of the paperwork that I've just signed. He comes back. Before he came back, I notice I'm looking, you know, around his desk. Because people do. You're curious. I'm not walking around, like, opening drawers like the doctor's office going, wait a minute, can I have a stethoscope, too? I'm just looking around, and I notice that he has two full shelving areas underneath his desk full of tissue, full of facial tissue. So then I start looking around and I'm like, is this guy the guy that's supposed to store tissue for the entire company right here? Or did he just steal them? It's been bugging me since then.
But if you're stealing it, then why would you hide it under your desk? Wouldn't you hide it in your trunk of your car?
I mean, do you think you're going to get that snot full at work? That's all I'm saying.
So weird, right?
He couldn't have been better.
Maybe
could not have been better. I was tempted to put it in the review. What's up with all those tissues?
Lack of closet space?
It was crazy.
At the bank?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
You know those light bars on the truck? If you have those super bright light bars
on
the truck,
my gosh.
That's all I need to know about you.
I am so glad you are bringing this up. So I'm driving the other day on the road, and this other car is coming from the other direction, and you can't see anything anywhere. And not only can you not see if you're the opposing traffic, but it looks stupid. It looked dumb on the car.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, like if you have like a Jeep or something now, instead of like, you know, the round lights they used to have on it, and now they have the LED light bars and they're so bright.
Like all the way across the front?
But they're so bright. Like you can't see anything.
That's annoying. Is that even legal? Yeah.
It
you know?
Shouldn't be legal. It can like tan you, blind you, burn your corneas out immediately. And again, it looked dumb. It didn't even look cool.
Listen, they got to figure out what to do with all those tanning bed lights now that no one goes tanning anymore.
Right, right. Nobody's allowed inside the building. I guess that's fair enough.
Every year has a most popular costume. And the question is when you look back on history in the last, say, 25, 30 years, would you remember what all those costumes were and would it make sense today?
Hmm.
It's Anna and Raven. Raven, I'm going to give you a year and you're going to guess what the number one costume was.
Oh, I love this game. Let's do this.
Okay. 1986.
I mean, one of the best years ever. Top Gun, Stand By Me, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm going to say the top costume had to be Maverick.
Maverick, you think it's going to be?
Or an astronaut. That would have been good before Challenger. Yeah. Didn't work out, but that was late in the year. So Halloween-wise, might have worked.
Nope. Turns out it was?
Care Bears Countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was the Care Bears. Care Bears was the number one costume of 1986.
This is why we don't allow kids to vote for president, because the stuff just goes on and on and on. Although the Care Bear stare, I was a big fan of that. Keep it positive, people.
Yep. How about 1989?
1989, that's like James Bond times. It's also like high hair, right? I'm thinking that it would be something cool, like a rock star or something like that.
No, 1989 was Batman.
Oh, well, that's kind of upsetting, actually. I thought it was going to be James Bond, actually. I'm sorry about that.
Right, no.
Batman, but that's like the second time of Batman or the third time of Batman. I'm trying to remember here.
When I was looking through history, I actually thought it was interesting that there's several years that Batman and Robin was the number one costume. I think it was probably one of the most popular costumes of all time.
Yeah, but aren't you upset if you're Robin, right?
Well,
if you're Robin, you're clearly the younger brother, and clearly your parents don't love you quite as much.
Well, I think that you end up being the person, like, you always have to be the younger one. You're right. Yeah. Or if it's like a couple's costume, for some reason, why does Robin have to be the girl? You know what?
Yeah.
Next Halloween, my husband and I are going to be Batman and Robin, and I'm going to be Batman.
But what if Robin was a girl, though? That's also forward thinking. That's kind of cool. That would have been fine.
Okay, let's fast forward to 1993. What do you think the biggest costume in 1993 was?
I mean, 1993 was the year I was graduating, so are you sure it's just not some sort of, you know, photo of me or something put in there? I know.
I'm sure.
Okay. Indecent Proposal was number one that year. I don't see that being a popular costume. Mm. Robert Redford or Demi Moore version in that one, to tell you the truth. What do you have for
1993,
yes. I'm sorry. There's a lot of years going on here.
1993 was this.
I love you. You love me. We're a
Barney.
Again. The kids with the big vote.
Yeah.
Was there a sexy Barney costume? Because I really hope there wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. Was there? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let's Google that right away.
Sexy Barney costume. Is that a real thing?
I hope not. Please, let's say no.
Ready?
Oh, no.
Ready? Ready to see it? Are you ready to see it?
Yes. Take me to 1993.
Sexy Barney. Here you go.
Oh,
nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred
anymore.
That
is absolutely horrendous.
All right, let's see. How about we fast forward to 10 years ago, 2000, the year 2000.
The year 2000. 20,000. A Y2K computer that was about to explode?
It was 20 years ago. I said 10. 20 years ago, the number one should be the computer, but it was Austin Powers.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, that one I like. Randy, baby.
That was a fun costume, right?
Is there a sexy Austin Powers? I mean, I just feel like it's the all the chest hair, right? And the bad teeth.
Sexy Austin Powers.
I'd put that on there. I think it's probably just going to pull up a clip from the movie then.
It's the British. So it's like the British flag, but it's like a sexy British flag.
Oh, that no, that was Elizabeth Hurley's.
Yeah, she was sexy, Elizabeth Hurley.
Still is. Are you kidding me?
And let's just fast forward to last year. Do you remember what the number one costume was last year?
I don't. You know, as a matter of fact, it's crazy. I don't.
You should remember, because we tried to buy them and we couldn't even get them. Fortnite was the number one costume last year. And ironically, every time I go into all these Halloween shops, I don't see any Fortnite costumes. I think the hype about it is kind of over.
Right. Here today, gone tomorrow, basically. It's amazing that you were able to walk into a store, though.
Right. It's true. Raven, you know what an orange pumpkin is. It's a symbol of the fall season, a symbol of Halloween, right?
It's a large gourd. Yes, I'm aware.
Over the last few years, we've seen a lot of teal pumpkins, and teal pumpkins mean that they're offering allergy-free treats at that home,
okay,
which is really nice. But what does that purple pumpkin print out in the window mean? Legislator Bill Gaylor and Nassau County officials held a press conference to push the idea of saying that houses that have this purple printout of a pumpkin in their windows are safe and open to trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
So what makes your house safe? Here he is.
Well, the resident is wearing a mask, is distributing individually wrapped candies, maintaining the proper sanitary conditions necessary under COVID.
I like the idea of it a lot.
It does make sense.
Yeah. Right? I've been having a lot of stress about this.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have like a drop-off neighborhood where we get like 300-400 kids.
Lots of kids. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know how much candy I should prepare. So a lot of these different government officials have been saying to individually wrap
right.
the
have candy. Like a little package, right.
So I bought like 200 of those clear bags with sure. the ties so that I could put. And now I don't know how many pieces of candy to put in each of these things.
Right, because you don't want to go just like two.
Put one mini
then
in
you're
there?
The skimpy person. Right. And then on the other, but you know, if you give somebody something, a single of something, you don't feel like it has to come in a bag.
Right, and how many of them am I going to really bag? It's going to take me hours to put it together. And what if no kids come? I wish there was a way that we could gouge whether or not parents are going to allow their children to go trick-or-treating. Are they going to go out? Like, what the scenario is going to be? I like this idea of the purple pumpkin because you can see at least what your neighbors are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, I guess that makes sense. I thought it was one of those things where, like, people where they have a sensitivities to sound and so forth, if they're on the spectrum or something. I thought the purple pumpkin was worked before, but.
Oh, no. That's a good idea, too, though.
You bag a couple treats in each one of these bags, right? And if, you know, through the middle of the night, you figure out that you're going to have less kids or whatever, you just start throwing multiple bags in there. You give them a couple bags, right? Instead of one bag. I mean, they're clear.
What time is the cutoff time that you start giving multiple bags?
That's the question. Right? And that's the question.
O'clock.
There's nothing worse than running out of candy early, too.
Exactly.
Though.
And especially in a year like this year where you really don't want to disappoint the kids because they've had so much disappointment.
Sure.
Like, what am I going to do if I run out of bags and then I'm going to have to pitch it to them from the front stoop? Like, listen, I need you to maintain your distance. I'm wearing my mask, but I'm going to pitch you this Snickers bar.
It is a lot to think about this
year.
It's
a lot.
Right?
It's a lot to figure out.
Here's the good thing. You always have a fail-safe, a safety net. You bring the Snickers bars here, and we will make sure they go to a good stomach.
There you go. If you see a purple pumpkin in a window, what that means is they are open to trick-or-treaters. It's a helpful hint for parents trying to figure out where to bring their kids next Saturday. It's a terrible misconception, Raven. Terrible.
Why? What's that?
Women spend more money than men. Nope. Not true. It's Dan on Raven.
I mean, I didn't say it. I didn't bring it up, so don't blame me.
All right, it's slightly true according to the study, but there's reasoning behind it.
I would think that there would be.
Yeah, so women typically, which makes me sick to even have the words come out of my mouth, make less money than men. So when you look at the overall how much money you're spending on what, it kind of all evens out equally.
Oh, if we're talking percentages.
Percentage-wise.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of times they're the manager of the household, too. So, I mean, they control where the spending goes.
Well, women spend more money on clothing and accessories. But men actually spend more money on transportation, so your cars, and food, which I think also makes a lot of sense to me. I think men in general are more likely to, like, when I go to a deli.
Takeout
or
whatever.
They're
going
to just order more stuff than if a woman goes, she's going to get directly what she needs and she's going to get out of there, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But I was looking at this and I was like, and we spend equally on entertainment, which is good to know. I was like, but what does the opposite sex spend too much money on from my point of view? Because yesterday, another box showed up on my doorstep. Now, my husband and I have this don't ask, don't tell.
Rule. Is that up to a certain amount? Is there a threshold for it? Or
not
just any
really.
Package that arrives, we're, don't ask, don't tell?
Yeah, we really don't ask questions. I think just because we both know that we're responsible somewhat.
Some more responsible than the others.
Right, but this box that he gets all the time, it's starting to get me upset because it's all lawn care stuff.
Ah, yes.
My husband has been trying to save that lawn since the moment we moved in 3 years ago. The thing is, it's garbage. Our lawn is garbage.
It's like, a hard job.
Give up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not a landscaper, it's difficult to figure out to crack the code.
But how much magical potions of lawn things can show up on our doorstep before, how much money are we going to waste on this lawn that is never going to be green?
I mean, I'm already in for like $8,000 on mine. I've been
Come
at the
on.
House for, yeah, between the irrigation, the topsoil that was brought in, the different lawn care products. You're right. Every one of those bags that arrives, it's $65. It's not cheap. Every single bag.
I think that's the most expensive thing that he wastes money on is stuff for the lawn. What do you think that your wife spends too much money on?
Thinking about my wife, I would say, God, she's really frugal on stuff, so it's not clothes with her. You know, I typically force her to buy clothes and accessories. I just go, yep, you like that one? Great, we'll take two in each color because she's so against it. But I would say creams and lotions. I don't know what you girls do. There's creams and lotions everywhere in my house. Nearly in every room, they're always accessible. And from what I gather, you know, like if I go take like a half a squirt and use them on something, she's like, don't use my cream. That's too expensive.
It's so expensive.
Right. And then wine glasses. She has like an array of wine glasses. It's like you're purchasing like a king's chalice or something like that. Like, I don't understand what's going on with the thing. And then not even the wine glasses. She's like a whole dish of those wine glass, like, I don't know what it is, like identifiers or whatever. So like when her and her girlfriends come over,
the wine charms.
Wine charms, when they all get lit, everybody knows whose glass is who. And then two glasses in, guess what? Nobody remembers which one is theirs anyways.
He said wine identifiers.
I don't know what it is. You know, it's like an ID bracelet for a wine glass.
The wine glasses I don't get, but I understand the lotions. Like every time my husband goes to use my night face lotion, I'm like, no,
right.
No.
Like it's $70 a bottle or something. It's crazy.
Your Lubriderm is right there.
Right. We're regulated to the Lubriderm. That's what we're allowed.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends way too much money on? You can call or text to Sand on Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on? There's this misconception that women spend more money than men. Turns out it's slightly true, but the reality behind it is that women do spend more on clothing, but men spend more on cars and food. So it kind of evens itself out, right?
I like that you're so defensive on it, even before we've begun, that you have to put a caveat on it. You're like, it's kind of true. I have the opposite with my wife. She never spends money on anything except creams and lotions, man. There's creams and lotions everywhere in my house, and they're expensive.
So
first
expensive.
Wife, couldn't trust her with the debit card. Mm. Second wife, no. Nope, she won't spend.
Yeah, but those lotions are expensive. My husband has a problem with that, too. He's like, it was $100. He's like, it says it's 1 ounce. I go, I know. That's why you never touch it. You never, ever touch it.
That's right.
My husband spends way too much on lawn care stuff. I want him just to let the lawn die and give up, because at this point.
Go with rocks.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on?
Fishing stuff. My husband is an avid fisherman. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I have a friend who works in one of these bait and tackle shops. And when I say bait and tackle, I think of like a little corner store. This thing is like 3 stories tall and probably 40,000 square foot. You're right. Dudes spend a lot of money on fishing stuff.
Yeah, it's a very expensive sport. Those packages come to that doorstep. I know what that is.
My husband used to be a golfer. I mean, he still is a golfer, but he doesn't have as much time as he used to.
Right.
And I remember every time I would see one of those clubs show up.
Oh, you know, it's big bucks.
Oh, I was like, how much was that? Like, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now? Yeah, yes. I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
My husband spends way too much money on his shoes.
Really? He's a shoe guy? But, you know, shoes, they say, is like a mark of success and, like, it makes a good impression and stuff. So it's not a terrible investment,
right? You didn't hear what she said. He's a sneakerhead. That's interesting. So, but do you believe the whole hype around the sneaker thing where they're going to be worth money one day and they're going to be collectibles?
I don't know. He tries to convince me all the time because he, like, sees things pop up. But I think that's going to be a trend that dies down pretty quick.
I don't know, man. These guys, the sneaker thing is a real thing.
Yeah, but how much are they actually going to be worth? Like, when you look at, like, the original Michael Jordan, the Air Jordan.
Yeah,
and all
the
that.
Big money. I know, like, but one of my friend's kids resold. He's a sneakerhead. He buys them and resells them.
I have a hard time with this. I just don't understand how sneakers can hold value. But then again, who knows, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, my husband spends a lot of money on his shoes, too, but it's just because he likes nice shoes. It's weird. It's a weird thing to me.
Well, frankly, he should be buying something that appreciates better.
Right, sneakers.
Like some Nikes.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends just way too much money on? It's coming up with Anna and Raven. There's a misconception that women spend more money than men, but they did a study and they realized it's almost pretty even. Very close. Women spend more money on clothing, but men spend more money on food. So it kind of evens out, right? It's Anna and Raven. What do you think the opposite sex spends way too much money on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
The average man would waste money on gadgets.
We do like gadgets. I'm not going to lie. Every time we come up with a new area of the house that we're going to be hanging out in, I immediately demand that we put in a stereo and a television there. Immediately.
Definitely.
I have a television everywhere. I'm also building an arcade in my basement, but nobody's judging.
Tana and Raven, you're a grown man. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on?
My wife spent $11,000 on special facials for 2 years.
Oh, but so it's important.
Like, look at you.
No, but it's important to have good facials. Otherwise, you're going to lose your face. It's your face.
$11,000?
Look at this. $11,000?
I've had one facial in my life, and it was in high school. Okay? Oh. And look at my face. It's still here. You, I still have it.
But you guys don't get it. Like, listen, that's a lot of money. My husband would definitely not be happy about that. But it's hard when it's your face because it's all you got. You know? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
Hi, men, they spend too much money on their cars, like to shine their wheels, to shine the car. They spend so much.
I'm the type that everything that my car has, it has to come with the car or else I won't buy it anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of guys do that. They buy all these accessories and these extra things.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it myself. It's like they gave you a perfectly good car. Why do you want to put more stuff on it?
Right, it drives.
I get it if they go into like a car show. But these men, they just spend it just to show off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
My wife spends way too much on decorative spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah.
They should collect them. I don't
understand why. They're hanging up around the apartment.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this.
She collects them.
My grandmother had the spoons and the tea plates.
Just the spoons. I mean, I think she got them from her grandmother and it's just been passed on, so she felt she needed to carry it on. But it's a lot.
My mom collects Yadro statues. And now I collect Yadro statues because she collects Yadro statues.
Who's so Yadro?
Like Yadro is a... He's a
like just, a dude?
Yeah. He's a guy that makes statues. Right.
What are the statues of?
They're beautiful. They're like pastels and there's, you know, they're people. The ones I have are all people and they're just different things. So I have like when I got married, I got the wedding one and the anniversary. I got the anniversary one.
How large
one.
Are these statues that are in your house?
They range in size from small, like, what are these to call? These sell them at Hallmark. What are they called? The
figurines.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they used to range like in that size up to like a foot and a half, 2 feet. They have big ones too, but those are like tens of thousands of dollars.
What is your biggest whatever it is.
Yadro.
Your Yadro.
I have...
Your largest measuring yard.
Well, my wedding one and my anniversary one are probably about a foot and a half each.
Wow.
Yeah, but they were...
You're doing all right. I mean, like, if the recession comes back in, right, they shut the lights off, you can live off a yard row for at least 4 weeks. You take it to the pawn shop.
I bought my mom one when I was in Vegas. I had no intention of spending this much money, but I went... He was there. Yadro.
He was in person.
He was there in person.
Not like he's... I thought he was like a figurehead that you would never see.
No, Yadro was there. And I waited in line.
Signing autographs next to Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he was signing the statues.
At the mall.
Yeah, I spent $350 to buy a little tiny, like, Las Vegas one so I could have Yadro sign it for her.
Oh, the house always wins.
Yeah.
The house always wins in Vegas.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Tara and David. Tara, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband has been a real jerk about Halloween. He wants to turn off the lights and ignore the trick-or-treaters, which is ridiculous. I think that we should build one of those PVC tubes where you slide candy down to them from the top of the front of the steps. And he thinks that they should have just canceled Halloween altogether and refuses to do any version of it whatsoever.
David, are you a Halloween Grinch?
I wouldn't call it a Grinch. It's just we don't have kids. I don't want anybody really knocking on our door, especially right now. So it's just, it sounds like the smart idea. Just turn them off and ignore them this year.
Then you hate PVC? You're not down with the tubing idea?
I really just don't want to introduce anything else that's going to, like, let germs or something into the house.
I mean, come on.
Do you really believe that, or do you really just...
Right.
You're
going to the gas station, the grocery store, that type of stuff, or are you hiding in your house?
I mean, I'm gloved up and masked up at the wazoo, but it's like, I'd rather not introduce any other obstacles or any other variables to our lives.
Let me ask Tara this. Tara, on a non-COVID year, is your husband into Halloween and the trick-or-treaters, or...
I'll be honest, it's more my thing. And he's always, every year, he's looking for some excuse to try not to have to do it. It's too much or whatever. But it's more my thing for sure.
The more candy you get, the less you hand out, the more comes back to you. David, you can't be unresponsive to that.
Candy karma. Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Tara, that if kids show up at your house, what's the big deal? Give them some candy. Make that PVC tube thing. So if you're not familiar with that, you get a PVC tube and then you put the candy down at like a chute so there's not any actual interaction. Or they may see David's side too where you turn off the lights and, you know, you cancel Halloween just like everything else has been canceled this year. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah. I'll listen.
Yep, I'll listen.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a battle that's going on at a lot of houses right now. Are you going to give candy out to trick-or-treaters?
David doesn't want to. He thinks it's a perfect time to go ahead and turn the lights off. Let's be cautious. I'm wearing masks. I'm wearing gloves when I go out. Do I really need to be talking to kids, too? It's unnecessary risk.
Tara says, are you crazy? No, we're going to hand out candy because that's what we do. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
I am definitely on mom's side. I have the opposite problem. I live on a hill, and I never get any trick-or-treaters because it's kind of dark.
That's a real thing.
And so because all the kids kind of got gifted here, I went nuts. And I creeped out my property with tombstones and zombies coming out of the ground. And instead of candy, I have toys for the kids. For the older kids, I have temporary tattoos, like full-arm tattoos. I have nail stickers for the kids.
All that sounds awesome, but the truth is I want the full-size Snickers. If you want to impress me, ma'am, save the tattoos, give me the full-size Snickers. But we're rooting for you. Good luck. I hope you get a lot of kids.
That's a real thing is when you really want the trick-or-treaters and no one comes to your house.
My old house, remember? I told you we were at the end of the cul-de-sac, and the whole cul-de-sac was just a dud for Halloween.
Yeah.
And this one, the problem we're having in this neighborhood is the kids are getting older. So now they're getting to the age where they don't want to trick-or-treat. We miss the prime years of trick-or-treating in our neighborhood.
Yeah, there's something to be said that it's really exciting to open the door, too. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Yeah, I'm on her side. I say go for it. As long as you're safe, give the kids something to do. It's been a tough year already.
I mean, what are you going to do with the 55 gallons of hand sanitizer you already stashed? Get using that stuff, all right? Halloween's a perfect time. You hand it out, you clean up. You hand it out, you clean up.
It's true. I bought so much hand sanitizer. Now I'm like, what am I going to do with all this hand sanitizer? I'm going to sanitize my pumpkins when I get home.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the Halloween side. I want to have Halloween.
Yeah. Right. Good vote. I'm with you, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
I think most kids will agree with that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tara, our audience agreed with you this morning. David, you're being a little bit of a Halloween Grinch, and you should at least entertain giving candy to the kids. However you do it safely is up to you, but you should not just bury yourself and turn off the lights.
Yeah, people want to feel happy this year, a little bit.
All right, I'll do it.
David, maybe a catapult or a slingshot or something like that if you're not down with the tube. I get it. The tube kind of reminds me of old school banking. It's a little bit boring, but I get what you're saying. I mean, listen, if you're cautious and you're apprehensive, that's one thing. And it is a different year for everybody, but we've got to enjoy the little things in a year like this.
Catapult sounds like a good idea.
Right, right. And then if one or two, you know, preteens gets hit in the face, sorry, we're still working on it.
Or it's a bonus.
All right, you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Melissa,
you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Melissa.
Melissa, $2,100 on
Thank
the line.
You.
Okay, it's a lot of cash, all right? I really want to give it to you. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio. I ask him the same 5 questions. It's very easy. Whoever gets the most right wins. But if it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Emma Roberts blocked her mom on Instagram after her mother accidentally confirmed her pregnancy. Emma Roberts has starred in multiple roles through years on what FX horror anthology series?
American Horror Story.
Number 2, SpongeBob SquarePants is getting its own prequel on the Paramount Plus network titled Camp Coral. SpongeBob's best friend is Patrick. What kind of sea creature is Patrick?
A starfish.
Number 3, the top baby names for 2020 were Sophia for girls and Liam for boys. What's the last name of the Liam that was in One Direction?
I don't know.
All right. Number 4, due to COVID delays, there's a real possibility that the Super Bowl will be played in March. What two artists shared the stage during the Super Bowl halftime show last?
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
And number 5, Susan Sarandon sold her famous longtime Manhattan apartment that she had bought with Tim Robbins back in 1991 for $7.9 million. Who was her co-star in Thelma and Louise?
Dana Davis.
All right, not bad, Melissa. Not bad. Let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, my heart's pounding.
I know.
I wish I knew that Liam one.
It's okay. It's all right.
That's you.
It might be enough. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1. Emma Roberts blocked her mom on Instagram after her mother accidentally confirmed her pregnancy.
Right.
Emma Roberts has starred in multiple roles through the years on what FX horror anthology series?
American Horror Story, excuse me.
Yes. Oh, you're nervous too, Raven.
No, I'm excited. I mean, it's $2,100. It's the whole point of playing these games, right?
Number 2, SpongeBob SquarePants is getting its own prequel on the Paramount Plus network titled Camp Coral. SpongeBob's best friend is Patrick. What kind of sea creature is Patrick?
He's a starfish.
Yes, he's a pink starfish. And starfish are not actually fish, just as a FYI.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Number 3. The top baby names for 2020 were Sophia for girls and Liam for boys.
All right.
What's the last name of the Liam that was in One Direction?
Liam. Oh gosh, I got my guys backwards.
Final answer?
Liam. Wow, I can't think of it.
It's Liam Payne.
Oh, gosh.
You need both of these tie.
I kept making him Liam Horan in my name.
Yeah, that's not right.
No.
Number 4, due to COVID delays, it's a real possibility that the Super Bowl will be played in March.
Mm-hmm.
What two artists shared the stage during the last Super Bowl halftime show?
Shakira and J-Lo.
That's right.
And Shakira was amazing.
And J-Lo was amazing. They were both amazing.
They were great, but yep. we agreed Shakira was amazing.
Okay. And number 5, you need this to tie, otherwise the $2,100 goes to Melissa.
Thank you.
Susan Sarandon. Well, we'll see. Sometimes he forgets names. Susan Sarandon sold her famous longtime Manhattan apartment that she bought with Tim Robbins in 1991 for $7.9 million.
Mm.
Who was her co-star in Thelma and Louise?
Gina Davis. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Classic. Brad Pitt.
Melissa, that was close. You put up a good fight, but we're going to have to just hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Melissa, and I can't beat Raven, but I can tie him.
Yeah, that's close enough.
So sad about that shirt.
That's close when you're that close to $2,100. But here's the thing. That means another $100 in the jackpot for you. You'll have your chance at $2,200 coming up tomorrow morning, same time. Make sure you're listening today at noon. And 5:30 for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Better luck next time.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.